USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers announced a deal on a $900 billion coronavirus relief bill Sunday that will provide financial assistance for small businesses, schools, the unemployed, and send another round of stimulus payments to most Americans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced the deal on the floor of the Senate, saying that another rescue package would be on the way soon.
We can finally report what our nation has needed to hear for a very long time. More help is on the way. Moments ago, in consultation with our committees, the four leaders of the Senate and the House finalized an agreement. There will be another major rescue package for the American people. As our citizens continue battling this coronavirus, this holiday season, they will not be fighting alone.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump will hit the campaign trail again to back Republican senators in two runoff elections in Georgia. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
President Donald Trump tweeted on Sunday that he will visit the Peach State the day before two Senate runoffs in January for control of the U.S. Senate. Trump saying, as badly as we were treated in Georgia by the Republican governor and Republican secretary of state, we must have a massive victory for two great people. Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue face off against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff on January 5th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And new charges expected to be announced Monday in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. Former Libyan intelligence officer Abu Aguila Massoud is expected to be charged for his role in the terrorist attack that killed 270 people over Lockerbie, Scotland. Monday is also the 32nd anniversary of the attack. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in 400 years. The merging of the two bright objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon, that usually happens every 20 years, will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And a degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it at arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
Dr. Throop says in order to see the conjunction, head outside about 45 minutes after sunset on December 21st and look over the horizon towards the southwest. The planets will be at their closest on Monday night, but will still be extremely bright on the nights of the 20th and 22nd. And the four teams that will battle for a college football national championship have been selected. Number 1 Alabama will meet number 4 Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl game on New Year's Day. That will be played in Arlington, Texas because of the coronavirus surge in California. In the other semifinal, number 2 Clemson will take on number 3 Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl, also on January 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.